4th of September 2019, Luke 4:38-44. Leaving the synagogue, he went to Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in the grip of a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and began to serve him. At sunset, all those who had friends suffering from diseases of one kind or another brought them to him, and laying his hands on each, he cured them. Devils too came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he warned them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was a Christ. When daylight came, he left the house and made his way to a lonely place. The crowds went to look for him, and when they caught up with him, they wanted to prevent him leaving them. But he answered, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns too, because that is what I was sent to do." And he continued his proclamation in the synagogues of Judea. The presence of the Lord, how salutary it is for all men. Whether it is the mother-in-law of Peter or the sick who were brought to the Lord, they were all healed. The kingdom of God was present among them. There was like signs of paradise when diseases did not exist and death did not come into the world. Another empire in Christ is coming that is no longer threatened by decay and in which death rules. Yes, the kingdom of God had come to people in Jesus, but it was not finished yet. There is still a way to go for the Lord leading to Golgotha and entering to the glorious resurrection, and for the church that has been wandering through time to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth. For the demons, however, comes the court. They who were driven out of heaven and fell on the earth, they who now want to continue here their fight against God, they are threatened by final end. "Have you come to destroy us?" demons were calling. Today they are shouting a confession, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus does not let them talk. He does not want the testimony of the demons who hate and fear him. Instead, the Holy Spirit and the disciples should testify the Lord in love and truth, and man has to listen to them and become convinced of the message. What the demons say always carries a different character, even if they have to tell the truth. They do not confess God in love and thus convey a false image of God. Therefore, an advice: we should not be more than necessary to deal with the devil and not subject to its negative fascination. This fascination can even be under religious pretexts. We think that we have to deal with the plans of the evil in order to fight him better. But this is an error. Also, we should not be interested in special messages that may be heard from devils. We must never forget that even when a devil is forced to speak the truth, he said this as a devil and not as a loving child of God. It is understandable that the people who have experienced so much healing and help from the Lord would like him to stay with them. But the Lord wants to fulfill his mission from the Father. The gospel of the kingdom of God must be proclaimed. Though, therefore, one cannot stop Jesus, because it is, as later with Apostle Paul, with all the missionaries, the compulsion of love on him. They cannot dwell in this life and pitch their tents until the gospel has completed its course. They are obedient to the one who sent them, and this is our Heavenly Father. The proclamation of the gospel always has a certain urgency, which should not be confused with haste and false compulsion. The urgency consists, on the one hand, in the gift of piety, which wants to please the Father and is in a hurry to fulfill his mission. It also consists in looking at the person whom the good news is to reach, so that he may be saved and spend his life in communion with God and not remain in the darkness. This was true for the times of Jesus. It has been true throughout the centuries and is true today when the second coming of Jesus approaches at the end of time.
The communion verse which we listen today says, "The multitude of sick people and those who were troubled with unclean spirits came to him, for power came out from him and healed them all."
Iste pauper clamavit et hominos exaudivit eum, et de omnibus tribulationibus eius salvavit eum.
Multimodal